Welcome to a special edition of World at War. I'm your host, Dean Ryan, and this evening we have a major, major exclusive and a major follow-up to a very, very viral story that has pretty much has been a mainstay in the headlines within recent days, and that's cold fusion. All the talk around the world right now is this new breakthrough with hot fusion to offset cold fusion, which James Martinez, who's going to be joining us this evening, is going to talk about. What does this mean? What kind of propaganda are they trying to use to offset the true breakthrough in new energy? And I don't mean the green police that live inside of our heads. No, I'm talking about the actual cold fusion. James, welcome back to World at War.
Hey, thanks very much. How are you doing? Your energy costs are going to go through the roof, and it's going to bankrupt you. And of course, they were very quiet and reticent of listening to anything further because they just didn't want to believe it. But about a month later, some of those same people came knocking on my door and came and told me that they received a letter from their own government in France that their energy costs would be going up 700%.
700%. So you're telling me that the energy costs in Europe alone has gone up 700%.
These people are being demolished. Those are people that the people that are really wealthy, they will be able to survive and be able to.
You kind of middle of the road, middle income, like middle America in a sense. But I'm puzzled. Why has the energy gone up 700%? What is the official statement on that? Why that is, and then what is the true reason why that is taking place across Europe right now?
Well, as many people know, the climate crisis is being used as a tool to bankrupt and destroy businesses and families and everyone, to put them in a position of dependency, so that the state can control all energy output and the carbon footprint, which has been discussed hundreds if not thousands of times on networks all over the world at this point. People just didn't believe it.
Really looking for solutions in green cities, in civic engagement, in climate justice, in circular economy, in order to protect our nature. Climate justice.
But we will end up with many more unemployed. But we will see definitely a lot of anger. This ISIS will be with us until we really have found a remedy. High government aid to the green economy which we have to create.
Why has the energy gone up 700%?
What does the green industrial revolution look like?
We still want roads, so we need cement that you have to call green cement. We still want to be able to fly around, so you have to have aviation fuel
that is made without any emissions at all.
In some cases, you have a radical change, like there's ways of making a ground beef equivalent that doesn't involve the cow at all. The U.S. will move into a strong leadership role where we'll be using our power of innovation, we'll be creating new industries, including the jobs around those in the United States. If those two bills don't get through, I would say the U.S.
is very disappointed.
I get excited about is coming up with a way of generating energy. What's the
And I see the need for action. I see the need for a great reason.